Well, I want to tell you something. You are in for something today. Let me tell you. Only the greatest actors in Central Christian Church will be performing this morning and giving you a message. They've been working hard, and we are excited, and they are excited to bring you a message this morning. And I will tell you, you know, if we do kind of a recap of kids' programs over the last few years, you just don't know what you're going to see in one of these. So I caution you now, and that's okay. It's okay to laugh a little bit. We've seen everything from unexpected projectiles being thrown to tears to I think a few years back, even one of the elders' kids decided to take off their shirt in the middle of I don't know whose kid that would be. So I encourage you as to follow along and laugh and enjoy as they bring the message of Christmas.
Ever told.
The Messiah would come as a baby, born to a virgin, and his name would be called Emmanuel because he would be God with us.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
Emmanuel.
God is us.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Hold it a minute. That was your first mistake. I am stirring like crazy to get these Christmas goodies finished. There is no rest for this hardworking mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Oops, that was mistake number two. Those socks are by the fireplace to dry out. The kids in the house can't seem to stay out of the wet snow.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Sugar plums. These kids are dreaming about gifts and stuff and things. They don't care if the stuff dances or not. They just like the loot.
Mr. Mouse, you certainly seem negative. Are you a little disturbed by Christmas?
Christmas, bah humbug. All it is work and worry and loot and bills and gimme, 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 got it.
Oh no, Mr. Mouse. Christmas is much, much more than that. Let me grab the first edition, The Night Before Christmas, and see if that will help you understand. Now settle down and listen.
'Twas the night before Christ's birth, and up in the sky, the angels were prepping to be heard on high.
Tonight's the night God is sending Jesus down to earth.
I'm so excited. Who should we tell the news to first?
Let me look at our assignment scroll.
Says we are to go to the hills outside of Bethlehem and tell a group of shepherds.
Shepherds, shouldn't we tell some important people?
It's God's plan for you to tell the shepherds first. The birth is just the beginning of the plan.
Well, God knows best. Let's get the other angels and head out. Lead on, Gabriel. You've been busy lately.
God's news will bring you this wonderful night. Let us run to... Okay. Oops.
Yeah.
Yay, there was Zachariah and Mary and Joseph.
Good job.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came came together. She was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, you want to give him the name Jesus. Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins.
A small rural town were just getting ready to lay themselves down.
I have so much to do. I've never seen so many people in this town. This tax assessment from the Romans is going to cause a lot of headaches. My place is so full, I have to turn people away. Just a little while ago, a young couple begged me to let them stay in my stable. I let them. The wife is expecting a baby any time now. I suppose it is better than sleeping on the streets. I should go and check on the couple. No, they'll be all right.
And out on the hillside, while watching their sheep, a group of young shepherds were falling asleep. When suddenly out of the sky came a light, an angel appeared, making everything bright.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news.
Joy that'll be for our people. Joy that'll be for our people. Today in the town of David, the Savior has been born to you.
He is Christ the Lord. Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news.
Joy that'll be for our people. Joy that'll be for our people. Today in the town of David, the Savior has been born to you. Joy that'll be for our people. Joy that'll be for our people. Today in the town of David,
Jesus Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel.
So after the angels delivered the news, the shepherds went searching with no time to lose. And just as the angels had told them aloud, they found Jesus and Mary and Joseph so proud.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Wow, that's a great story. So Jesus was born on that first Christmas day.
That's right. Jesus was born on the first Christmas day, a gift from the Father. He planned it that way.
And every dear person who hears and believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. For all folks have sinned and have gone their own way. But God listens closely when we choose to pray and choose to love Jesus, who came down to earth to live and to die and to give us new birth.
Terrific! Christmas isn't all about loot and gimme, 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 got it. It's really Jesus and joy and love and straight from God.
Congratulations! Now you know the reason for the season.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given, for to us a child is born, to us a son. Shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful.
Thank you.
We want to thank the kids and especially our mouse for filling in today. We had a sick mouse at